With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello, my name is Gary Mansfield, and this is a bonus episode of the Ministry of Arts podcast. Now, as ever, let's begin by banging these bongos.
Yeah, right. Crazy.
Hello, and welcome to this bonus episode of the Ministry of Arts podcast. Well, today, I'm taking you to meet friend of the podcast, Ben Wakelin. If you've been listening for some time, you may remember Ben from episode 126. And if you haven't heard it and have got an interest in the mental health arena, go over and listen to episode 126. In that episode, you'll hear that Ben has got a lived experience within the secure units of mental health facilities. And you'll discover that art was pretty much his, I was going to say saviour, but I think that's too strong a word. It was definitely a focus that assisted him to return back into the community. Ben now goes back into those secure units, running an art therapy programme. Well, Ben, along with a couple of other facilitators, are putting together an exhibition of the work on Friday the 23rd of September. And here to tell you a little bit more about it from the outsider gallery is Mr. Ben Wakelin.
There's a lot of pressure with this work and to make sure that it's delivered in a way that adheres to lots of red tape, make sure that people are supported correctly, and just accessing this type of these type of individuals is just really difficult just to sort of access and just to get your head around 1,000 emails going back and forth and so many complications.
And the thing is, with the people you're working with, one mistake, you know, can be quite a bloody big one, can't it?
Yeah. It can go easily wrong, and it's such a hard journey just to sort of get in front of people to do the work. Which is really, it feels really difficult to do a good thing.
I should mention I'm speaking to Ben Wakelin of the Outsider Art Gallery. Ben's been on here before. He's a good friend of the podcast. Ben, you've got something coming up with the Outsider Gallery. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, we've got a really exciting exhibition and performance that we're attempting to put on and invite the public to. It's a creative arts therapy program, which includes drama therapy, music therapy, and I'm running an arts program. there's people who are referred to this program.
Yeah.
It's patients from Barnet Enfield and Haringey Mental Health Trust and the community there. We're working with patients or service users, individuals, to in response to the pressures of COVID, isolation, and the impact of complex mental health.
Yeah.
And the outcomes include art, music, drama. There's on the night there'll be live performances from individuals, which will be amazing. The artworks come from our arts program, and we're attempting to put it into a contemporary setting to nice. Invite the public and to witness a very unique exhibition from some of the most vulnerable people in society.
Yeah.
It's hard to reach. And,
well, you're saying about your arts program. Am I correct in saying that's the program that you run in the secure environments?
Yeah. So it's my expressive arts program that I've been delivering with Barnet Enfield and Haringey Mental Health NHS for the last 8 years.
Yeah.
Obviously, that can shift, and how that program's delivered and what that looks like is usually tailored to that specific group of referrals. But this is going to be, so this exhibition and performance is going to be a bit of a culmination of a few things. But it was, it's a program funded by the North London Trust, NHS Trust, and Charities Together.
So how did you become involved with a mental health trust?
Quite organically, actually. There was a program being run for CAMHS, which is Child and Adolescent Mental Health.
Yeah.
And they were delivering a music creative program for these young people. And I received an email from someone inviting me to. I'd already done a bit of work previously with the trust, this was a program that was outsourced, so it was a specific company.
Yeah.
And they invited me along because what they were doing, it wasn't really working what they were doing, and some of the results wasn't, the engagement wasn't sort of happening.
Yeah.
And so I got invited in to see if my way of working, my approach, would have any impact. And so, and I'm not sure some of the higher ups knew what they were getting into.
They bit off more than they could chew.
A little bit, yeah. There was the, so I came in, and in our first session, by the end of our first session. So in their cafeteria, in the hospital, on the ward, there's a cafeteria.
Yeah.
And we ended up painting everything inside this unit.
Brilliant.
The chairs, the floor, the ceiling, the curtains, the windows, as well as the little canvases that Scott given to us. And there was writing everywhere. There was like people were, you know, throwing paint, and I was like, yeah, go for it.
And they invited you back after that.
I will never face over these two staff members who came in, and they were just in absolute shock. They were just like, what have you done? Like, there's paint dripping from the ceiling.
Brilliant.
But everyone had smiles on their face. People were communicating. People were, you know, there was real engagement. And yeah.
He had a £4,000 clean-up bill, but other than that, everyone was happy.
So it was worth it. You know. And I think that ended up helping spark my relationship with the North London Trust as well. And we've just really, and it's just been an organic relationship. It's, I feel incredibly privileged to be in this position where I can paint or create, draw with some amazing individuals. And a few years after that, we attempted to put on an exhibition. We won a bit of funding and we put on an exhibition, which ended up being like a trilogy of exhibitions in a short period. I think that was around 2018, and that, yeah, that was a bit of a wow factor. I was very humble. It was a very low key event. It wasn't like a white walled gallery or anything.
Yeah,
but I we had social media, so we did put it out. Some of the content we were allowed to sort of put out. I saw people crying in the audience.
Nice.
You know, with what they were seeing. You know, people were really moved. I think perhaps where we can shine is our authenticity to the work. I think there's not too many bells or whistles. It's the work that's involved and the outcomes that are on show. There's a real sense of authenticity as well. And that's why I think the public like it. I think when people come to came to those shows.
From the heart, down the arm onto the canvas, doesn't it? Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And I think that goes a long way.
Yeah.
And it's quite easy not to do that, I think. You know, you can polish things or you can say one thing, but you're operating in a different way. But I really feel that we were trying to provide a platform for people's voices to be heard and seen. Brilliant. And it was the right people to be seen and heard. And you know, so we've been working on this project, delivering this creative therapies program for most of the year. We are fully backed by the NHS now. So, you know, we're able to use certain logos and like actually use their name to promote it. And you know, this time around, it feels like we've got the full support of the NHS Trust.
And
it's such a great organisation.
And is it going out under the Outsider Gallery?
So NHS Charities Together, which is a charity, helped fund it. North London Services helped fund it. People have donated their there's wonderful individuals and staff from inside the trust or associated to the trust who have donated their time to it. There's clinicians who are, their work has been invaluable because they've helped refer the right individuals to our program. And I'm one of three facilitators who hopefully we've done an okay job, managed to deliver what we said and managed to support the Brilliant. People. You know, it's quite easy for me to sit here and take all the plaudits, but there's so, you know, the people involved, the participants involved, that, you know, that there's so many heroes behind the scenes.
Of course. And tell us again, Ben, when is it and where is it? Can the public go in and see this exhibition?
Yeah, so it opens next Friday the 23rd. It's Clarendon Road, which is in North London, Turnpike Lane, for anyone who knows Haringey or North London. So on our social media, you can find the address. Everyone's welcome. If you're able, please do come along, show your, come and have some nibbles, bit of drink or something, and come and see some amazing work, really. Come and see some amazing therapy outcomes and creative talent. Yeah, you know, the people involved. So it's worth noting that no one has to have like any previous art training or, you know, to be musicians or so these are individuals.
And is any of the work for sale, Ben?
This time in our past shows, we've never had anything for sale. Everything's kept confidential.
Yeah.
And we're approaching it the same way because, you know, we're inviting the public and the sort of contemporary world to come and see this. And in every exhibition, you do get something for sale. But, you know, we made a conscious decision to help make sure that post-exhibition, there's no added stresses on the participants, there's no added complications for us, and to make sure everyone participating is able to feel to be in a safe place.
The last thing you want to throw into a bit of art therapy is stress, isn't it? That's for sure.
And, you know, some individuals have complex mental health and various diagnoses. So if you're, you know, if you start selling people's work or attempting to, it can be a trigger for some things, yeah. And then, you know, all that work is undone.
And for anyone who can't get to the exhibition, Ben, could you let us know again any online links they can find?
Yeah, Instagram, Facebook and Twitter is quite good for us, which is Outsider Gallery London, across all social networks. You can find the Barn at Enfield and Haringey North London Trust on Twitter mainly. And that will just be, you know, just type in Barn at Enfield or Haringey Mental Health and they'll come up. NHS Charities Together, they're visible on Twitter. And just drop us a message, you know, I'll try and respond. I usually try and get back to people. And yeah, and just hopefully people can make it down next Friday,
yeah.
Friday the 23rd, Friday evening. Yeah.
Brilliant, mate. Hats off to you. Yeah, I've admired what you're doing for a long time there, mate. So.
Well, that's amazing, Gary, because right back at you, I think what you do is really special. And the way you're able to bring people together and support organisations, individuals, artists, creatives. You know, I'm a massive fan of what you do. So thank you for allowing me the space to present a little bit about what we're doing.
You're more than welcome, mate. And all the very best for the 23rd.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
If you've got an exhibition or any other creative project within the arts, or even just want to promote your own artwork, you could do that in podcast form similar to the one you've just listened to. They start at a convenient price point that is comfortable for any artist working on a budget. This podcast itself is created by working artists and we know how important that is. So to find out more information, you can email us on ministryofartsorg@gmail.com or on Instagram at ministryofartsorg. Ta-da.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.